Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
That intro means it's time for another episode of the Golf Industry Uncut. Each episode of Uncut features one of the great insiders from the golf industry, and they'll be placed in the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire golf industry landscape. This week, we welcome Eli Miller from Srixon Golf to the show, and he's going to talk about Srixon, Zexio, and a whole lot more. Are you ready to step into the hot seat?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
THP Radio is your new twist on the on-demand audio in the world of golf, and the Golf Industry Uncut is your complete access to the equipment world that you're craving the info on. The way the show works is easy. There's no editing done at all until the show ends, so you hear everything that's said. Our only rule is a simple one. Each guest must be accessible via social media. Eli, can you tell them how they can find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Eli Miller, my name.
At Eli Miller. Can you tell everybody how you got into the world of golf? Because it's a little different than most people. You're fairly young. You came right out of school, so to speak, and you've kind of dove right into this position.
Came out of the hard knock school of golf journalism. I've never been a really serious tournament golfer. I didn't play seriously in college. I started playing when I was about 14. I tried out for my high school team twice as a freshman and a sophomore. I didn't make it either year. I did come closer as a sophomore, though. That led me to do journalism in high school, and I loved it. I especially loved sports journalism, and in college, UC Berkeley, I was a sports writer. I was all in for the school paper, the Daily Californian, kind of balancing my time between going to class / not going to class and doing a lot of writing, interviewing a lot of the school's athletes and especially golfers. Fortunate enough to cover both the men's and women's golf teams during my time there, and I loved it. And golf journalism really was cool to me. I loved it, and I initially had pursued it as a professional. I was a magazine editor for about 4 years coming out of college, but in 2011, I decided to transition into more of a marketing role, Srixon, Cleveland Golf, and Zexio. And that brings me here today. I'm still not a very good golfer, but I love to play. I'm about a 10 handicap. And yeah, that's my story.
You've gone from journalism. Wait, you said you met a lot of the athletes at Cal Berkeley. Do you do that in quotes, like yes. Athletes?
What do you mean? Absolutely, they're athletes. I didn't just cover golf. I mean, I covered gymnastics. I covered
definitely
baseball,
athletes.
I covered football, basketball. Golfers are, you know, very accomplished athletes as well. And I think it is a sport. You know, were the golfers as athletic as the guys on the football and the basketball teams? Maybe not. But
you guys have a football team? I'm just giving Eli a hard time.
This is what you mean by the this is what you mean by the hot seat, huh? Yeah, we had a football team, I think, before this year. I think, you know, this year's been tough, but, you know, we'll see if we can get one back next year.
Good call. Now, 2016-ish, moving into 2017, has Srixon releasing a new line of clubs. The most talked about right now are the irons.
Yes.
Full line, 565. Do you guys put the Z in front of it when you actually talk about it? I always just say 565.
Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. That's a good point. I think if I'm doing something really formal, I'll try to squeeze it in there. But if I'm doing the fitting and I'm just kind of talking more off the cuff, I like to say just 565 or just like 579, that kind of thing.
You guys had the 579 since we're nice and informal here, and you released, and they replaced a very well-liked 579 as well with a 4 after it. These ones had some differences, although you did not try to reinvent the wheel, thank goodness, because our readers loved, and listeners, our readers loved that 545 line, 745 line. What can you tell us a little bit about the 65 line that really kind of separates them?
Well, I think what separates them is that we found a way to retain the spirit and overall benefit that made the 45 series so great with enough subtle improvements to be able to just push the brand and the product line forward for more people to experience the performance, players of all abilities. I think that's what really makes these irons so great, is that the 5 series, it is forged, but it is a game improvement iron that can fit such a broad range of player. And I know especially on the THP form and with golfers all over the country, frankly, that 565 is on fire. We heard one of our key retailers call it the sexiest game improvement iron in golf, which we love. You know, I don't want to get too intimate down there, but you know, at the same time, it's very flattering. So
it is interesting how golfers refer to their equipment as sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
we're an odd bunch.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But you do. You think the 65 has very clean lines. It is shiny, which is, you know, I say that not in jest, in realistic terms. People like that.
Yeah.
And it's a departure, and the 45s were as well, from what we've seen from both Cleveland Strixon and every other manufacturer over the last decade.
Absolutely, Josh. You know, I feel like with Strixon clubs, I think you set a Strixon club down an address, and you look at it, and it looks clean, traditional. And for experienced players and any golfer that's hit enough different types of clubs to find a tendency towards something that is a little bit more on the cleaner traditional side, you get that with every Strixon club. But when you look at the total package of the club itself, you have all of the key technology and innovation to be able to improve the consistency of your performance, your dispersion, your distance, your accuracy. There's so much that we've integrated both in the woods, but and with the irons as well, with the sole. But you know, there's an emphasis on precision, consistent performance, and you get that in three different types of irons for three different player types.
Now, you mentioned something that is what is usually the first thing people are drawn to with this line of clubs, and that's the sole. You have what you guys call a VT sole, and it's transitioned into the Cleveland wedges. But for this sake of conversation, we're going to discuss the Strixon irons with it. What is it about that works so well for so many golfers, first? And second, why hasn't every other company done it?
Good questions there. So, first of all, I'll answer the second question first, because I think I can answer that more quickly. At the end of the day, every OEM designs products that they believe are going to provide the widest array of benefits for the consumer they're trying to target. You know, just it's the landscape of any business. It's how marketing works. I think there are certainly other products out there that have technologies that promote similar benefits, which is great. I think, you know,
are you running for office?
Yeah. Hey, you never know after what just happened. Who knows? I'm not going to run against you, though. I know better than that.
As you listeners can tell, Eli and I are old friends, so we've been known to make subtle jabs here and there in the political arena. Man. But back to the VT sole.
But not since the election. So, you know, at the end of the day, we have integrated this type of technology in our irons for quite some time, but most of the sole on the 45 irons more substantially showed the physical differences. And, you know, that was something that I think was really unique on the market from an aesthetic standpoint. And yes, there have been other types of technologies. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, in any golf technology, maybe aside from some of the adjustability, you know, it's hard to, I mean, look, we'll tell you, we have testing to confirm that a lot of things are better and higher performing, but a lot of the truth be told, a lot of these technologies, you know, cut faces have been around for a long time. Perimeter weighting's been around for a long time. Forging's been around for a long time. It's just that these technologies are now getting better and better every year, and the testing to develop them and fine tune them to really best target these players, that those are much more sophisticated. So we've had at our disposal a lot of resources to be able to really study turf interaction in great detail and study how the technology works with players of all ability levels, from tour to regular amateur players like you and I. And we've found that by basically increasing that leading edge bounce a lot at first and then going down through and decreasing that trailing edge bounce and really fine-tuning the position of where that transition occurs within the sole, it just allows for more consistent performance to fit the attack angles for the players that we're targeting with each iron.
And obviously there's differences in that sole design between your 5, 7, and 9 irons.
Absolutely. So the design of the sole is dictated by the total width of the sole. So between the 5, 7, and 9, the 5 series has the widest sole, 7 series in the middle, and 9 series has the thinnest. And that being the case to fit in with the player type that is targeting. Better players tend to prefer a narrower sole. In general, of course, a narrower sole having less surface area is going to be moving through the turf more quickly in general compared to a wider sole because there's just less material to move through, right? So by basically making that sole narrower to begin with and positioning the point to mimic where the club's going in and out, it just basically allows for a more efficient path. And we haven't necessarily changed the transition point with where the V occurs between the increasing and decreasing bounce, but we have made changes to how dramatic certain transition points are toward the heel and the toe, as well as the trailing edge on the VT sole.
Before we continue, I want to remind everybody that they can discuss these topics and all the topics on the THP forum with thousands of golfers every single day. And of course, you can follow, discuss, debate, and interact on Twitter at THPGolf and at Eli Miller. And if you include the hashtag THP Radio, we can include future questions on the show. We can convince Eli to come and join us again, depending on how much I put him on the spot later on in the show. Let's talk golf balls. Now, Srixon has a full line, and we've done a lot of testing on the different golf balls. I've heard rumors that there's players on the tour testing different balls, and I'm not going to ask you to give up all the pre-release information. We're not that kind of show. Well, we sometimes are, but we won't be today. What can you tell us about your different lines that differentiate more than just saying, well, if you swing 105 or higher, you should play this and so on and so forth? What can you tell us that differentiates your golf balls from something else, let's say?
Well, I think it's the core construction that gives you the most consistent performance. And I'd like to tell a little anecdote from one of our tour players most recently who came into our office. And that tour pro is William McGirt. And what Will had been playing in the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in Vegas. And he had noted how early in the week on the range, he had been practicing with a comparable competitor ball. Just happened to be what was available. That competitor will remain nameless here, but he was curious. He got on a monitor and he was checking out some ball speed numbers. I want to say it was with a driver. It wasn't enormous ball speed, but the range that he noted, it was between about 162 and 172, right? So
just like you.
Right, yeah, every shot. I'm always at 172, actually, or higher, but he noted the disparity there, and these weren't bad shots. He was making good swings. The balls were going pretty straight. Then he found our ball, and it may or may not be a new prototype ball that we've been testing on tour for a little bit. And that may or may not be coming out very early in 2017. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
So you are running for office.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. He noted when he tested the ball speed range with ours, he had it between 164 and 167. So truth be told, in that particular instance, the ball that he was testing against ours, he hit some that were longer, no doubt about that. But when you talk about the consistency and the range of which he's able to control his distances, our golf ball was more consistent by a pretty substantial margin. And I think that's what our tour players love. If you really talk to the guys, everybody wants more distance. But if you ask guys on tour and better players if they want more distance or they want more consistency and the confidence that they're going to be able to hit their numbers, that's what they're after. And by having the core technology that we have, our energetic gradient growth core technology, which promotes the most seamless energy transfer compared to more multi-layer cores, that's where you really get the advantage in our golf balls, because we have that EGG core across our entire line of products, all the way from this premium Z-Star line to our soft feel, which is $19.99 a dozen, and a two-piece ball that's lower compression now and fits a really broad range of players. And I think the core technology for us, just part of the package when you feature the spin skin coating for more spin around the green and the speed dimple design. Again, it's not totally groundbreaking to show that dimple designs are being optimized for aerodynamics, but you know, in Japan, where we develop these products, we have a very substantial array of resources. We have our digital impact technology testing, which is proprietary to Dunlop Sports, our parent company in Japan. We're able to really do things with testing more unique, more advanced with every iteration, with every new life, with every new product life cycle that we come out with. And it's really able to, we're able to see incremental improvements in really every area with every golf ball that we do. And it's just going to make it more consistent, more predictable, more reliable, and better for anybody, really.
Well, I do like more consistent and I do like better. So those are good things. Now, a couple of minutes ago, I said we are not the type of show that's going to say, you know, give us all your pre-release information. Well, I lied. We are. And we're not. But I want to talk about 2017. And I want to talk about your lineups and what you have, because you guys have released a lot of really interesting products as of late. You've released RTX 3, which, and I don't give my own personal reviews on podcasts, but the readers of our forum, there's a number of them saying it's the best wedge they've ever played. That's a pretty big thing. These aren't professionals or paid endorsers. These are regular golfers. Then you release the, or right before that, you release the 65 lines, and people are saying the same thing. They love the product. Just last week, you released Zexio. Well, these haven't been released yet, but we were able to put them up there with your help. Zexio Prime driver, Zexio Prime Metalwood line, Zexio Prime irons, and Zexio Forged irons, which I should say, for those that look at the Zexio line in a wishful thinking way and say it's out of the budget, the Zexio Forged line falls right in line with most premium irons in today's market in North America right now. So you can take a look at those, and we'll have a full review coming soon. What's next? I mean, you guys released a lot of really high-quality products that fit a large array of golfers.
Well, I can't disclose everything of what's coming up next, but I will say that with Strixon, we did maybe make an allusion to some new golf balls coming down the pipe here early next year. I encourage your readers. I know that THP is one of the best when it comes to covering the PGA show. You guys are always on it. And I know that we'll have some really great stuff to talk to you about with golf balls at the PGA show. So definitely stay tuned for that. Keep your eyes open. And as far as later in the year, well, I guess what I'll say is, you know, we've got a really good thing going with a lot of the key technologies for both Strixon and Cleveland. And we're just going to keep continuing to grow those technologies.
Are we going to have some fun with it? Meaning THP and you guys?
I hope so. Okay. I think we will. I'm pretty sure we will. So
pretty sure.
Stay tuned for that too. Pretty sure, yeah. I think so.
There you have it, gang. It's time for Fire Away. 10 topics. First thing that comes to Eli's mind, nothing to do with golf. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
What is the best sandwich and from where?
Oh, the best sandwich. Well, oh boy.
I mean, you come from a pretty good area.
I love pastrami. I can't really pick. I don't have an all-time favorite deli for a pastrami sandwich. I think the one at Cantor's Deli in LA is pretty good. The one at Shapiro's in Indianapolis is pretty good.
For those that don't know, we had an event with Cleveland Golf this year about the new wedges, and Eli and I went to Shapiro's, and both of us really enjoyed the food.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Carnegie Deli, and, you know, that's great. So, I don't know. I will say, I mean, if we're going to get specific, it's got to be on white rye bread. It's got to be lightly toasted, not too toasted, not soft, but with enough firmness to support it, but not too crunchy. And maybe or maybe not with melted Swiss, but definitely with yellow deli mustard, either Gouldens or there's another one. I can't think of the name, but it's in a white jar. The label's white.
Interesting.
And it's very good. But anyway, there you go.
Last movie seen in the theater.
Arrival.
Was it good?
Eh, it was all right.
What are acceptable toppings on a hot dog?
Anything's acceptable. I just only like it with ketchup and mustard. I'm not a big sauerkraut and stuff is all right, but I just like a good ketchup and mustard with a barbecue hot dog and a lightly toasted bun.
This is a highly debated subject on our forum and social media about being allowed to put ketchup on a hot dog. So
what?
Yeah, it's supposed to be mustard only.
Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious. I'm not going to get into a religion belief, but our people back east would be very upset that you're putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't keep kosher, so whatever.
What is the best travel city for food that's not in your home state?
Oh, it's a toss-up between, Chicago and New York.
Do you know where they would not put ketchup on a hot dog is in either one of those states?
I don't go to either one of those states and order hot dogs.
I would agree with you there.
I might order I don't know. I'm not a big Chicago dog guy. I mean, if I go to Chicago, I'm going to have steak and or pizza and or Italian in general. I mean, I would make it a point to go to those. But Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia is up there too.
Philly's got a good food state too, or a city, I should say. If you were to create the perfect hamburger, and it would be called the Eli, what are the toppings?
Ooh, good question. I love blue cheese, so it would have blue cheese on there. Blue cheese, grilled onions, turkey bacon. I like turkey bacon. And
wait a second. I'm sorry, I had a mouthful of Mellow Yellow Zero for those paying attention at home. Turkey bacon? Why not real bacon?
Well, I like real bacon, but turkey bacon's really good too. Hey, you know what? Since you said I'll put both kinds of bacon on there. I'll do a nice Applewood smoked bacon and a gourmet turkey bacon of some sort. And I'll throw in some nice heirloom tomato slices and some nice what is it called? Bib lettuce. There's like a nice
bib lettuce.
Because isn't bib lettuce good for burgers? Because it's not like so big and rangy.
It's softer too.
Yeah. It's good for burger. That's the kind of lettuce I'd put on there. And I don't know if it needs sauce because when you have blue cheese on there, it kind of has that zing. Yeah, I'd leave the sauce off there. Let's go with that. And it has the most important part is the bun. I would put it on a nice, just simple sesame bun. Simple. I was going to say brioche, but just a nice sesame bun.
Yeah. The Eli definitely works.
There you go.
You're on your way to work. Music or talk radio?
Ooh, talk radio. I've been listening to a lot of sports talk radio lately.
Favorite TV show when not watching golf?
Right now, at this very moment, it's Westworld. Loving Westworld.
Everybody's
right now.
Talking about that. It's good.
It's fun to watch. There's a lot of crazy stuff. It's got something for everybody's in there for sure. There's sex, violence, drugs, even some rock and roll. There is rock and roll in there too.
Wow, so, they did cover the gamut, didn't
they? Not at all. They sure did. J.J. Abrams, smart guy.
Best toppings on pizza? And if it starts with turkey, I'm going to hang up on the radio with you.
No, it's pepperoni all day.
Now you
I go
went
with pepperoni
to,
jalapeno sometimes, but it's all pepperoni.
You went to Cal Berkeley,
and
your mascot is the Golden Bear, which is weird because I've never seen a Golden Bear. But to be fair, I've never seen any bear up close and personal. Do you know your school's fight song?
Yes.
And can you answer this question for me? I'm not going to ask you to sing it. Why in my research did it tell me you guys have like 9 different fight songs?
Because, well, it's an old school. We have, they're not fights. Well, there's like the official song, but then there's like a lot of rally songs.
Have to rally quite a bit.
Yeah, we do, right? We have a drinking song. We have the cow drinking song. My fraternity has its own drinking song, maybe at least one or two of those. And then there are a couple. So I think it's actually, I should know this, I think it's Big Game Week. So big games when they play, and we're actually going to beat Stanford this year. I want to give speaking of which, by the way, before I go, I want to give a shout out to Jeff Brunsky.
We've had him on the show.
Who's a former guest. Jeff and his wife just had their first baby this week, their first child.
Nice.
So I want to give
a shout out to
Jeff. Exactly. That's what made me think of it, because we're going to beat Stanford. But I want to say, because Jeff went to Stanford, so I always give him grief for that. But I do want to say congratulations to Jeff and his family. I hope he listens, and I hope they're doing well. I know they're.
And I will say this: when this show airs, which is Sunday, the game will have just been played. So you can tell me if you'd like to edit that out Sunday morning.
Okay. Hindsight's 20/20. There you go.
And finally, you're on a plane coming back from New York to L.A. You don't live in L.A., but we're going to go with L.A.
Okay.
You have a choice between the very back of the plane in the middle seat with Wi-Fi, or the front, not first class, first row, aisle, but no Wi-Fi for the 5 hours. What do you choose?
Always back of the plane, because I'm 99% sure I checked the bag. So I know that if I'm at the front of the plane and I get off first, that I'm going to have to wait at baggage claim. Whereas if I'm in the back of the plane and I get off, by the time I get to baggage claim, my bag's already there and I can just go.
That's not a bad point. There you have it,
gang. I always check bags. I don't know. That's my thing.
We want to thank Eli for coming on the show and talking to us. You can join us on the THP forum to discuss and debate everything we talked about here. Don't forget to head over to iTunes or Google Play and subscribe to the Hacker's Paradise, and hit up Eli on Twitter at Eli Miller. So for myself, and of course, Eli, we hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hacker's Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.